You're listening to Native Fest, a series highlighting the art, music, writing, and culture of Native people living in Minnesota.
Well, I'm Christopher David Hansen. I live out in Babbitt, Minnesota. I sing with the Christopher David Hansen Band. Lived up here for, 10 years or something like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What instrument do you play?
Oh, I play a lot of instruments. On stage, I play guitar and sing. Yeah.
And how long have you been performing?
Oh, geez. Well, me and my buddies, we started making songs up and recording them on boom boxes when we were probably 8 or 9 years old, so my whole life. And I started probably performing when I was like 17. Mm-hmm. Punk rock bands and hard rock bands and a couple ska bands and this and that, you know, just trying things out, seeing what fit. Took me a while to figure out what I wanted to do and how I wanted to sound, and had to break away from, you know, it's tough. You've got groups of friends that you grow up playing with, and when you finally decide that you figured out your sound, you get a lot of weird looks, a lot mm-hmm. of strange looks, like, what are you doing, you know, and you just have to battle through that, I finally found my voice, and it's been going good, really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What got you into music?
Oh, I don't know. I think probably just in my blood, my grandpa was a great, you know, jazz player up on the Iron Range, and that's on my mom's side of the family. And as I have been researching my family, I find out that my dad's side is just full of musicians too. So I'm pretty sure it was in the blood. Mm-hmm. It was something that it didn't come easy. It took, a lot of people say, oh, you're talented. Well, it's not. There's a little bit of that, a lot of hard work. You know, I wouldn't say that it just came to me, because it didn't. But mm-hmm. but it was never strenuous. It never felt like I couldn't grow. I always felt like I was growing. So when you're young, you do things that you're good at because you're good at them, you know. So that growth helped me stick with it, mm-hmm. you know.
And, yeah, how would you categorize your music?
That's a tough one.
It's interesting, you know, because I'm still trying to put my finger on it.
It's a mixture of probably late 50s rock and roll, a little bit of country in there, soul music like Motown stuff, mm-hmm. and then there's just, you know, my gravelly voice. I sang in a lot of like metal bands in my 20s and real heavy stuff, punk rock stuff. So there's a little bit of growl in it, and a little bit of angsty kind of vocally stuff in it. But then personally, I've always gravitated towards love songs and things like that, very heartfelt songs. So I pull a little bit of that in there too, and it's just all that stuff mixed up mm-hmm. into a stew. And when I sit down to write, I just go with what I feel, you know, and I write probably, 50 or 60 songs a year, and I keep about 10.
When I listen to you, I kind of categorize it as Minnesota soul.
Yeah.
You know, but I can definitely hear some ZZ Top in with it.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, there's some blues in there for sure. A lot of blues influence.
Yeah. It's awesome. But, What other things kind of influence your music?
Oh, geez. Finding topics for songs is always difficult. That's the challenge. What do you have to say? What do I have to say? What, you know, and how I approach songs too, you know, am I preaching to people, or am I sharing something that's inside of me that they can relate to? All those things go through my head, I guess. And I try to approach every song differently, you know. I have staple ways that I write songs. You know, there's always the sit down with an acoustic guitar at 2 a.m. when nobody's going to bug you, and just lay it out, you know. Lay out where you came from, what you're doing, you know. But I get tired of that, so a lot of times I'll start with a drum beat. I'll listen to the radio until I hear a beat that I'm like, that beat, there's no way you can't dance to that.
I'm stealing that. I'm straight up stealing that beat. And that's what I'll do. Mm-hmm. I'll take that beat, and then I won't write that song, but I'll use that rhythm. I'll write from a rhythmic standpoint and then kind of explore it on my own and try different things with it. And like I say, by the third time, I usually have it. And then by the third time, it's usually not anything that I stole in the first place.
Thanks for listening. Native Fest was produced by the Net Lake Radio Project and was made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.